because it's time for Yank the Bum. My name is Bill Berger, your host for the evening. And doing something a little bit different tonight. Let's see, we heard some music from the Beach Boys. But what's really important is that tonight is a special night. Yank the Bum. And their double live Gonzo. Yank the Bum, which comprises of me and someone else. We are a duo, and we're here for you on WFMU FM 91.1, listener sponsor radio, so you know where you are and what's happening, baby.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. How are you? Thank you for letting me be in your show tonight, Bill. It's a real pleasure.
Well, being that you are the other 50% of Yank the Bum, it's only fair.
Well, at least 48%. I wouldn't know if I'd go quite so far to say 50%. I'm barely 50% a human being. I mean, I can't be 50% better of if I'm only 50% of a human being. I think I would make about 25%. I didn't pass math since fourth grade, so forgive me if my figures are off.
Should we do our rap?
Rap.
Prodigal son. This is the only way we will let it be done. Thank you.
There's a reverend friend of ours named Gino Hypercleach, who we'd like to pay homage to with a little... We don't like to think of them as songs. We like to think of them as performance pieces. And so if you just sit back and enjoy this next performance, please.
Listening to WFMU, Yak the Bum, live in the WFMU studios. A multimedia extravaganza, we promise by 15 minutes after one, this will start to become a multimedia extravaganza. Thank our engineer.
What? Are these mics up? I am.
Yeah, they're up. They're
up. Are you
okay.
up? I hope you're not taking that in the wrong way.
No.
Drugs or sex? Are you up? I'm up. Are you an up person? Or are you a down person? Terry's up.
So I had my coffee cup.
Terry?
Say what's up.
Coffee cup.
Say what's up.
Coffee cup.
What's up?
Coffee cup. Are you up?
What's up?
Coffee cup.
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
My coffee cup is up. We need a piano player in the bandstand, or there's somebody else too. Round out the trio.
Thank you.
he's only skin deep. I want to get down deep. Find out what's underneath.
Just a gigolo as life goes on without him. Hey. He's just a gigolo everywhere he goes. People know the part he's playing.
There's a man all over for you, blaming on his shoes the faults of his feet. This is getting alarming. One of the thieves was saved. It's a reasonable percentage. Go-go.
What?
Suppose we repented.
Repented what?
Oh. We wouldn't have to go into the details.
Our being born?
One don't even laugh anymore. Merely smile. It's not the same thing. Go-go.
What is it?
Did you ever read the Bible?
Bible? I may have taken a look at it.
Do you remember the Gospels?
I remember the maps of the Holy Land. Colored they were. Very pretty. The Dead Sea was pale blue. Made me thirsty just to look at it. That's where we'll go, I used to say. That's where we'll go on our honeymoon. We'll swim. We'll be happy.
You should have been a poet.
I was. Can't you tell?
Purpose and Aries going through my brain. It's a government plot to keep me insane. There's all these rumors and they're going round. Keep the population down. Purpose and AIDS, they come from Spain. Don't know if I feel a pain. My crotch is itching and I don't know why. Excuse me while I check my thigh.
Thank you. also like to thank our engineer for being here and singing that last song for us. Thanks a lot, man. You're great.
I needed to work. I lost my mom playing calls. I lost my money playing cards.
Extravaganza on 91.1 FM WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey. It is a radio station.
Why don't we exercise some spirits? I think it's due time we exercise some spirits from this studio.
From hell.
I'm going.
And yet, how is it? This isn't boring you, I hope.
I'm not listening.
How is it that of the four evangelists, only one speaks of a thief being saved? The four of them were there or thereabouts, and yet only one speaks of a thief being saved. Come on, Gogo, return the ball once in a while. Can't you?
Oh, I find this entrancing.
One out of four. Of the other three, two don't mention any thieves at all, and the third says that both of them abused him.
Who?
What?
What's this all about? Abuse who?
The Savior.
Why?
Because he wouldn't save them from hell.
Imbecile. From death.
I thought you said hell.
From death. From death.
Well, what other?
Well, then the two of them must have been dead.
And why not?
But one of the four says one of the two was saved.
Well, they don't agree, and it's all in good.
But all four were there, and yet only one speaks of the evening faith. Why believe him rather than the others?
Who believes them?
Everybody. What?
We were to wait.
He said by the tree. Do you see any others?
What is it?
I don't know. Willow?
Willow? Where are the leaves?
He must be dead.
No more weeping.
Or perhaps it's not the season.
Looks to me more like a bush.
A shrub. Race?
He should be here.
He didn't say for sure he'd come. It must be dead.
No more weeping.
Or perhaps it's not the season.
Looks to me more like a bush. A bush. A bush.
A shrub. Shrub.
A bush.
What are you insinuating? That we've come to the wrong place?
He should be here.
He didn't say for sure he'd come.
And if he doesn't come?
We'll come back tomorrow.
And the day after.
Possibly.
Tomorrow. And so on.
The point is...
Until he comes.
You're merciless.
We came here yesterday.
Oh, no. There, you're mistaken.
What did we do yesterday?
What did we do yesterday?
Yes.
Nothing is certain when you're about.
In my opinion, we were here.
You recognize the place?
I didn't say that.
Well?
It makes no difference.
All the same, that tree, that bog.
Are you sure it was this evening?
What?
We were to wait.
He said Saturday, I think.
You think?
I must have made a note of it.
But what's Saturday? And is today Saturday? Isn't it rather Sunday? Or Monday? Or Friday?
Oh, it's not possible. Possible.
Off.
Hef mich deine Zirkna, sera wa deidu mir paroa. Hef mich deine Zirkna, sera wa deidu mir paroa.
How are we yanking out there? We yanking good? Are we yanking good?
Crank it, baby. Yank me, crank me.
My bum is steaming. I want to give you an idea. My bum is hot.
I'm not going in that line.
It's been yanked. Here.
As the famous Ted Nugent said, yank me, crank me.
So I think, though, that
we're yanking the bum tonight.
The words that I haven't chosen these words, but I think that the words chosen tonight by our two hosts, I'm speaking, of course, of yank and bum together, have sort of a special meaning in the whole sphere of things. Because if you go back years and years and years and years in this great country of ours, that for all of the time that... half of the time that we've been here, baseball has been a national pastime. And we equate baseball with American life.
Apple
life
pie.
Being a game, three strikes Father. And you're out. Your buddy's in left field because he's screwed up, you know. You're sitting on the bench, you're in the bullpen. Yank and bum. Yank the bum. Throw the bum out. The umpire.
Who pays umpires anyway?
But then, of course, you have the other one. Yank the bum. And that, well, no, see, we get too much into innuendo, sexual innuendo. We think about yank the bum in the locker room with a bar of soap, but you can't think about that. Not on radio. I'm sorry if we did.
It's okay? Illegal.
I'm sorry.
You just violated FCC rules.
Well, man. All right, they were thinking about it, too. And don't think you weren't, because we know you were. All right, so just, but yanking bum, 1955 World Series, the only time Brooklyn Dodgers beat the New York Yankees. Yank bum. For year in, year out in New York, it was always the Yanks and them bums. They yanked the bumps. They yanked them bumps. That's all it was. And if, you know, for instance, like, down the Lower East Side, where it's all black and Puerto Rican now, it was all Jewish then, right? Who's playing the World Series? The Yankees the bumps. Yank the bumps. The Yanks the bumps. The Yanks the bumps. The stumble bumps. The Yanks the bumps. We stumps the bumps. The bumps. The Yanks the stumps. The stumps the bumps. The bumps the stumps. The bumps. Yanks the bumps. What about the Yanks the bumps in Washington Square Park that play Yahtzee? And then you have the Yanks the bumps, the wash the squares, the bumps the place, the Yahtzee. The Yanks the bumps, the Yahtzee. No? I'm sorry. I was just back to the subject of Yank the Bump. Why was that chosen?
I don't want that.
Have this, my friend. That was a good shot. Couldn't do it again if I tried. How did you see that at home? That was 9-4-3 on your scorecard.
WFMU, it's 1:57 a.m., WFMU East Orange, where we're about to hear another number live in the studio. So we are all here tonight, yanking the bum.
I only shot him. Dream Syndicate. I think they suck. If you want to buy this record, you're out of luck. If you believe any music in America is good, I think you better go on and move to another neighborhood. R.E.M. eats toast. That's what I can boast. Mitch Easter is a square in four corners. Hey guys, let's get twee.
Get it together. I can't do any more than just ask you, to beg you, just to keep it together. You can do it. It's within your power. Everyone. Everyone. Hells, angels, everybody. Let's just keep ourselves together. You know, if we are all one, let's go, we're all one.
Reach it, brother!
But there's one thing, what we need, Sam, we need an ambulance. We need a doctor by that scaffold there. If there's a doctor, can he get to there? Okay, here we're gonna, I don't know what to do. When we get to really like the end and we all want to go absolutely crazy and like jump on each other, then we'll stand up again, you know what I mean? Everyone keep that, sit down, I mean, just keep cool, and let's just relax, let's just get into a groove, come on, we can get it together, come on.
Yeah. All right. Yank, could you step up to the mic, please? Yank.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Tell them who we are now, in unison, okay, at the same time. One, two, three. We are
Yank
the Bum. Yank.
Let us condescend to you a little bit more now, out in the audience. We are Yank the Bum.
We're Yank the Bum.
Hey, you, fella, stop that. My foot.
We are Yank the Bum. We're performing our double live gonzo. Say that with
the
me.
The whole thing.
Double live gonzo.
The whole thing, all four sides. And we'll be here for about another 5 hours because of the particular recording process. While we're away, we're doing overdubs while we're playing records over the air. So if you're wondering why there's any lack of continuity in the program.
Los grandes de espectáculos, el canal grande siente. Era Carolina, en el este tenemos Moema, Moema, ¿le gusta ver? Era los Carolina, ¿le gusta ver?
Super casi.
Je vais faire mon plaisir, mon vrai bon, je vais être mieux.
We wanna rock you.
Number here is 201-266-7900, and we'd like to involve you in this Wonder Woman episode.
Someday, Wonder Woman, you'll be mine. Wonder Woman, you'll be mine. Wonder Woman.
Venture Club. Yes, I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Quite a party, General. Lots of brass here.
Brass and beautiful women. Oh,
I noticed all right, but you didn't tell me what it's all about. And well, why you wanted me to be here?
Well, the state...
Okay, are you ready?
I think I'm ready. Who are you?
I'm Arthur.
A big European.
You play Wonder Woman game with...
What kind of business?
Yank the bum?
Yeah, we play Yank the bum with the Wonder Woman. That's what I'm
Okay.
Aircraft.
That's what I am, too.
That's one of the reasons you're here. Being one of the Air Force...
Don't touch Wonder Woman's buns.
Oh, no, I touch anybody's buns.
Brother Sven says that the Yankees want to
buns. Oh,
this is almost
fun.
Let's find out
now
about the magical and wonderful Captain Mrs. America game. Hold on, please.
Okay. May I present Colonel Steve Trevor of the United States Air Force.
Oh, Colonel Trevor, I have heard of your wonderful exploits, and I have looked forward to meeting you.
I'm flattered, Frau von Braunseiger.
Oh, won't you call me Brunhilde?
Well, if you like, Brunhilde.
And I shall call you Steve.
If you two will excuse me, I'd like to greet a few of the other guests. See you later.
Tell me, Brunhilde, how did a beautiful woman like you get involved with rocket engines?
With a bunch of rock and rollers. Moody Blues,
Jim Morrison,
Golden Earring, even Blue Oyster Cult.
The purpose of my visit to Washington
maybe even
was to see you, Steve.
You know, that guy could be wrapped up all in one.
Time is running out, and I must talk fast. Evil forces have seized control of my country and many other countries as well. My associates and I are setting up a secret air force in South America with which we hope to overthrow these wicked men.
But...
Yank the bomb!
But why tell me?
What kind of a bum is he?
Because we need an expert like you to train and guide our air force.
People, why are we fighting and what for?
But my government wouldn't allow.
Brothers and sisters, why are we fighting?
Hell, if God was here, I'd throw him out.
Will you do it?
What's God got to do with it?
I would just like to give a 100% notice to why I fly to London, because all I can say is they suck.
Back to the Wonder Woman game now. Dito's airport with one of my compatriots.
I'm an exploitism.
You forget your cell phone, Schmidt.
You
in private,
that
you will address me as your...
Yes, I am the people. I am the people. from the Republic of China, and I will butt fuck.
Okay. Well, that was a rambunctious Yank the Bomb listener.
Majesty.
Give me your majesty.
I am Brunhilde, mighty Teutonic goddess, returned out of the past to restore Germany to its ancient glory. Hitler was a fool, and his Third Reich a mirage. I shall establish the Fourth Reich, which will rule the world for 10,000 years. Yes. But look, there he comes, the stupid American.
He has a girl with him. That's a pretty, too, in that uniform.
We'd like the listeners to join us
now.
Ah,
Steve!
Smokey Jack.
My liebchen.
Am I the only listener? Nobody else called up.
Young friend?
This is
Lieutenant Diane French.
Realize that.
Older.
The ratings are going down.
Isn't it wonderful? Imagine
that. You are.
Ratings?
Yeah, ratings, man. I'm the only listener.
Radium?
You could say anything on this program because I'm the only listener.
I'm Radion.
I believe you a little while, Diane.
Seriously.
While Brunhilde and I...
You gotta wake up.
Tell everybody to wake up.
Wake up!
Wake up.
Tell everybody to wake up and smell it. It's all around them. It's all around them.
Yeah, let's get some work, Sam. And the singer's got to have some, yeah.
Listen to that exhaust leaving them behind. Hello?
It's a really nice tune. Boy, I wish I could play it.
Well, Diana, it really was a surprise meeting you here.
But it was no accident. You may be in great danger.
Danger? What are you talking about?
Intelligence just learned that your precious Brunhilde has nuclear-armed rockets down here, and they're wondering what would happen if those rockets were aimed at the United States.
Oh, I can't believe a fine woman like Brunhilde would be mixed up. I can't believe a fine woman like Brunhilde. A woman like Brunhilde.
You are so naive.
What do you mean? Brunhilde, I don't believe it.
I had hoped to be able to make better use of your talents, but your snoopy young friend has changed our timetable. Seize them both, von Schmidt, and tie them up. And now, prepare to launch rocket number one. Destination, New York City.
No, you can't.
Oh, no. Then watch.
Those steel plates on the ground.
They're opening. It's an underground silo.
And there's the nose of a rocket pointing north.
Order the countdown, von Schmidt.
It has begun, Your Majesty.
Suffering Cecil, they really mean business. Time for Diane Prince to become Wonder Woman. Now I'll break those puny ropes and go into action. Well, I'm stopping that rocket before it begins.
Donna Blitzen. It's
Wonder Woman. Where did she come from?
Wonder Woman, you're too late. It's already lifting off.
New York is...
Dude.
Not yet, it isn't. Not while I can still throw my tiara like this.
It sliced the nose cone right off. The nuclear warhead is dropping harmlessly into the jungle.
Kavik von Schmidt, launch number two, and I shall ride it through the heavens myself.
Like the Valkyries of old.
She's gone mad. She's climbing the rocket. And there's ignition and blastoff. It's rising straight up.
And that's the way it must keep going.
Good heavens. A plane coming on collision course.
It's my robot plane. I have commanded it to attach itself magnetically to the rocket
and keep the rocket headed up into orbit around the sun,
from which it will never escape.
Look.
It's locked onto the rocket.
And Brunhilde is being returned to her Valhalla forever, taking her mad dream of world conquest with her.
But
von Schmidt, he's escaping.
Don't worry. The authorities are waiting for him and his crew.
Wonder Woman, you're wonderful.
Wonder Woman, you'll be mine. Wonder Woman, you'll be mine. Wonder Woman. Aquaman. No one greater than.
Hey, how's it going in there?
And what I saw made my hair turn gray. I expected to find some old friends hanging around, and I didn't expect to see them eating the ground. All my friends are hooked on smack, Their arms look like a railroad track, and every other day their name is Jones. All my friends are hooked on smack. Special Jesus, please give them back. They've gone off into some private twilight zone. I reperformed Attic, shouldn't hit the soapbox. But if I dig that last MacArthur, I'd be a deserted fox. It's my hometown, you say what you would. At least they've turned the bad into the good. Playing old friends, age a new lottery. But don't go any higher than 23. All my friends, they're dead from smack. They put their monkeys in a sack and drag them over to the local zoo. All my friends are dead from smack, and all their parents from a heart attack. But at least there's some local revenue. Well, you know, hard times, man. Taxes, death, and, you know, nothing's free but a hard time.
Hi, this is Pat St. John. The show we just heard was broadcast on WPLJ in the fall of 1969. And this is the conclusion of WPLJ's original Paul is Dead special. But wait, there are still many more clues that can be found, particularly within the Beatles' music itself. Now, it's impossible to go through all the clues, but in the next few minutes, here are a few of the more interesting ones we've found.
Well, here's another clue for you.
According to the story, Paul McCartney was killed in an auto accident in 1966, and a replacement, William Campbell, has been filling in for Paul for photographic reasons. Campbell was chosen because he had been the winner of a Paul McCartney look-alike contest a year earlier. William Campbell, from Scotland, has not been heard from since allegedly winning the contest. Only three Beatles. The song title, Sun King.
Exactly 3 a.m. and you're listening to WFMU in East Orange.
This powerful monarch was the subject of Alexander Dumas' Man in the Iron Mask, a piece of historical fiction about a twin brother of Louis who was sentenced to wear an iron mask to prevent his public identification. However, the twin ended up replacing the real Louis without anyone but his closest associates knowing about the switch. The whole scenario resembles the theory of Paul being replaced and the change being covered up. The theory of Paul resembles the theory of Paul's the theory of Paul being replaced and the change being covered up. The change being covered up and the change being covered up and the change being covered up. The Beatles suggest several things from the titles. Golden Slumbers, A Long Sleep, Carry That Weight, A Corpse-Filled Coffin. During the early morning sessions for Sgt. Pepper, Paul stormed out of the studios, mad at the others, and, after taking a few drinks, proceeded to drive off into the night. Some believed he picked up a hitchhiker named Rita, who, after recognizing her famous driver, jumped all over him, causing the accident. In another song on the album, Lovely Rita, are the lines... Other lyrics of interest include from Fixing a Hole...
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind.
Now that could refer to a hole or injury in the head. Could refer to a hole. Now that could refer to a hole.
I'm wondering.
Now that could refer to a hole. Now that could refer to a hole is another groove. And while the exact meaning varies according to different people, some have interpreted this groove to be saying such things as Lucy Abbey all the way, or he's found heaven, or just see what you want to see, or even we'll all be back here soon. It sounds to me like... But it does not appear, as I said, on American pressings. But that it exists at all is an indication of the lengths the Beatles might go to try and hide messages in their albums. Let's hear it again. Let's play it backwards. You make up your own mind. The album which... You make up your own mind. You make up your own mind. The album which was released after the Sgt. Pepper album was the album from the film Magical Mystery Tour. You can make out the sound of John saying, "I buried Paul." Although some say he's saying cranberry sauce, or "I'm very bored."
Hello, Pat St. John, WFM here.
Yeah, I'm calling in referral. My buddy called me, said he called about a band.
Yeah, there's a band. Wait, we're getting a band together, man.
Who is this?
Hey, how you doing, bud? What's up? This is Larry Budnell.
How you doing?
All right.
Cranberry sauce,
cool.
Or "I'm very bored."
I got a band in
Yeah.
What are you getting the band together for what?
Well, yeah, we're looking to get together like, I don't know, something new. We're trying to create a new sound, something that people haven't heard before. You know, sort of a psycho-acoustic melding of jazz and some Australian piping whale songs or something. Something that is different, totally different.
That sounds pretty hard to get.
Well, you know, I'm looking for the right mix of musicians and... you know, your friend just happened to, you know, we got engaged in a conversation about it, and he, you know, said that he'd try and hook me up with some people, and, you know, so, like, what do you do? Hello, I'm sorry, it was just another call. So, what do you do?
I'm a guitar player, and I have a brother that's a singer.
Really? What kind of stuff have you done?
Well, we both have bands. I have a band, and we're basically, like, original rock and roll, you know, like we write our own stuff.
Wow, that's heavy, man. Two bands? You have two bands together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Do you have to share, like, the equipment? Or do you, you know, like, one person here,
well,
you know,
very bored.
Use the equipment, another person, like, rent it out, and...
No, like...
You just work on the same nights, you know, same kind of, like, you know...
They're, like, two separate sounds, like, my brother's band's got, like, a... I guess it sounds like a loving place, more harmonies in it.
Yeah, well, you know, he's like, it sounds like he's into a loving boys thing. And, yeah, you like more harmonies?
Yeah, it's more like a Beatles sound, you know?
But what about some kind of, like, ethnic cash music? Would you be into that?
Like, what are you saying? I don't understand.
You know, like something really rhythmic, moving, gyrating.
Berry sauce.
Like pelvic
I'm
thrust into the cash register type thing.
I don't know, just to make some bucks.
You know, yeah, like, you know, fast dance, jazz thing, like, I'm throwing out the garbage, Jake. You know, something like a song about something you would do every day, but that you could dance to.
Oh, with just a beat, you mean?
Yeah, you know.
It sounds all right, but... As far as what material I have, or what material I can get together.
I'm saying, like, we could all
it
kinda work together.
It kind of sounds like I Buried Paul, doesn't it?
You know, we could all work together,
okay.
And do it and create something just like a one-shot, you know, like, I'm talking, you know, the word megabucks is outmoded in my vocabulary. Like, I'm talking beyond megabucks, beyond, like, the vision, the lost chord, everything. I'm tying it all together now. And into this one song, just a basic little dance jig about doing something simple, you know, like, I've been Natalie tap dancing backwards, and I ain't got my fuzz buster on, you know, something like that, you know? Some hipster jive, like, we'll throw in everything, you know, we'll mix Ginsberg, Ferlinghetti, Dylan, we'll bring it through the Birds, and we'll go into the Velvet Underground, and a resurgence, Iggy and the Stooges, disco, we'll throw in some folk pop, and some twee rock, we'll get the adult contemporary sound, Lionel Rich, maybe we'll get Quincy, I don't know, Quincy Jones, whatever. You know, Pepsi Cola to back us for a tour. It's just all of these things are out there, man. And I got the ideas for us. I need the right band.
Well, are you just like looking for musicians or just a band to do it? Like a band already together.
Yeah, somebody who is able. Hold on, please. Somebody who's able and qualified to grasp the idea that I'm putting across and, you know, through from their brain to their fingertips, you know, totally exhibit, like I'd be like Van Gogh and you'd be the easel, you know, like totally like a, like you guys would be, excuse me, smoking a joint, you guys would be like a blank piece of canvas, all right, and I would just like fling my paint on you. And I tell you, man, we'd whip it up as it'd be, it'd hang on the wall, and you know how they say in the record companies, you throw it up and it would stick, man, and that's it, man, and then we'd be in, we'd be stuck, man, we'd be sniffing Cyndi Lauper's friggin' hairspray, but let me tell you, I'm telling you, I know how it's all done. it's an opportunity, man, it really is, it's a chance, you know, but it's an opportunity.
Well, I have to get back to you on it.
Really? You can't just make a decision like that, like right now, to change your life.
Where
am I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in Monaki.
And what do you do? Do you play anything?
I'm a virtuoso, man. You name it. You know, I even do my own mixdowns, you know. You know the double scratch, that reverse dub mix on Hall & Oates, Method of Modern Love? I did. I overdubbed some of the tracks on it with my friend George Smith. He plays guitar with Hall & Oates. You know, like, I know a lot of people, man. I know a lot of dudes in the music industry. Heavies, man. I'm talking heavy people. Like, I know Pat St. John, man. I've met him, man. I stand like 2 inches from his hair, you know? And that's getting real close to him. Yeah, that's... Christ. I've sniffed him. Sniffed bald spots, man, you know? I spit on Geraldine Ferraro by accident one night. I'm sorry, another call. I forgot all about that other call that we had at the beginning of the call, and I put him on hold, and you know how it is. People, look, man, since I put this ad in the Village Voice, people have just been ringing the phone. I mean, everybody wants to get on the ground floor, something good, make $1 million overnight, become a star, you know, burn out, kill yourself, whatever.
It sounds good, but like I said, I have to get back to you because I got to consult somebody, you know. Like, can you reach this number tomorrow?
Yeah. You take some time to think about it, okay?
Yep.
All right.
All right, have a good one.
Hey, bud.
Yo.
Hey, party, man.
Yeah, you too.
Easy.
Very peculiar kind of show you're having this morning. I was wondering what does it go under? What do you call this type of show?
This is a double live gonzo, multimedia extravaganza. We have pre-recorded segments and live segments, spoken word and music.
In other words, it's like an avant-garde type of format.
Yeah, avant-garde, yeah.
Yoko should like you.
Should she? She may. I don't know.
Are we going to hear any of her screams tonight or what?
Well, I don't know. It's, does she just scream of her own free will or, you know? Yeah, we have something.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go?
I love your material.
I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you.
Surprise,
you're
yes.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Why? Tell me
okay,
why. Did you not treat me right?
Yes, mommy.
Who knows? Maybe Julian will call it.
Love has a nasty
Julian. Oh, yeah.
Habit
yeah.
Of
Julian.
Disappearing overnight.
Yoko is suing him if you
I'm
that.
Thinking of
why?
You.
Because he wants
the same old way.
He wants to give it up for auction.
I was above you.
He wants to have them so
today.
That he can wear them, probably, you know.
The only
so he wants to have, like, old shirts of John so that he can wear them
there.
So that he'll remind the public even
I'm
more of John Lennon so they'll buy his records.
You.
You know, it's not enough to put ghost images of John in his videos and, like, dress and wear his hair and glasses like John. He has to, like, own actual clothes and items that used to belong to his father so he can go out with him in public and everybody can like him because, you know.
In your opinion, is
John Lennon was still alive today, do you think he would be proud of his son or ashamed of his son?
I don't think Julian Lennon would have made a record if John Lennon was still alive.
I was thinking about that. I think you're too right about
it. I think he would have laid low.
What does that mean?
Who cares?
Right. Exactly.
Totally.
Well, yeah, beyond totally. I mean, you know, all of it. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, when did you start listening to WPAT?
Around 2 o'clock or so.
Around 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
What were the highlights? If you could recap it briefly for the people who missed.
It's like the high notes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know. It's just a whole amalgamated thing. It was pretty heavy on the trip.
Yeah. Did you pay?
Why pay?
What?
Why pay?
Well, that was A&P's slogan, but they went out of business.
Well, quality and pay go in one thing, right?
Right. Well, you know, the quality of sternum is monkey dung. But what we're talking here is definitely some stack. And what I'd like to know is, you know, the highlights. Just for our own sake. You know, to make us feel good.
Well, I don't really know.
You know, because...
I like the guitar, man. Who's on the guitar?
The guitar?
Yeah.
That's Terrence Carl Folderowski.
I give him my regards. Man.
You want to give him your regards?
Yeah, go on.
Do you know what the name of the band is tonight?
No.
Yank the Bum.
Yank the Bum. Yeah, I heard about Yank the Bum earlier in the show.
You heard Yank the Bum earlier?
Yank the Bum, yeah.
What did you think about it?
It was pretty heavy.
They were heavy?
Yeah. I heard you mention something about it earlier.
Oh, yeah, they're just about... Yank the Bum is like the heaviest oriented band that I know. They got, like, there's three guys in the band that's slanted eyes.
Yeah. So, like, what is WFMU?
What's that?
What is WFMU?
What?
Other than the radio station.
What is it?
Yeah.
Other than a radio station?
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything else other than a radio station.
Like, is it affiliated with anything?
Yeah, sure.
Like the university?
The Tom Carvel?
Yeah.
University?
And Cookie Opus. Cookie Opus.
Yeah. Hey, so, like, what do you do for a living?
Hey, like, I sit here.
Wow. Yeah, that's heavy.
I observe.
You observe?
Yeah.
Excellent. Bogus decent.
It's like a terrestrial observer, you know. I came back and watch what happens.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't let circumstances rule your life.
Wait a minute. Can you repeat something after me?
Like what?
WFMU.
WFMU.
Now leaves the air.
Now leaves the air.
WFMU.
WFMU.